You deserve to take more than one vacation a year. Welcome to Points to Paradise, the podcast where travel dreams meet real life strategy. I'm Megan Lanford, your new Travel Points coach for women who are ready to stop waiting and start exploring. Because I believe dream vacations shouldn't just live on a vision board, they should actually be lived. I went from barely affording one vacation a year to now traveling over six times a year with my family and saving over $20,000 a year doing it. And I am here to share with you my hard-earned lessons, simple strategies, and powerful stories to help you unlock the freedom to travel way more and spend way less. This is more than just free flights and free hotels. It's about building a life full of freedom, adventure, and unforgettable memories with your family. So let's turn those travel dreams into booked vacations together. Let's go. Hey friend, how's it going? Welcome back to the podcast. I am always so grateful to have you here. Whether you've been around in my world for a while or if you're new, welcome. Definitely grab the free travel points guide to get you started here in the show notes. Today we are talking about airline cards and airline loyalty. This is something I get asked from people who are just getting started all the time. Which airline should I be loyal to? Which airline card should I get? Or I have a Southwest card, now what? And I kind of want to like debunk this whole airline loyalty thing and maybe change your mind on how you actually should be thinking about airline cards and airline loyalty. So I have a little bit of a different take on it than some other people, but I'm really excited to talk about it because it's a question that comes up quite a bit. Before we dive in today, I wanted to mention to you guys. So today I'm doing the free coaching workshop. It's happening today. So everyone signed up and I've been doing these monthly coaching workshops and they are so much fun. We're actually like helping you plan your vacation using my free travel formula. And it's very personalized, but I really only have capacity to do one of these a month because I am doing a bunch of research for the students that are actually signing up and helping them with the vacations that they actually want to take this year. And then obviously hopping on Zoom, having a little one at home to try and be quiet for an hour. I really only have capacity to do it once, but I love teaching and I love giving you guys this free value up front so you can get just a taste of what it's like to be coached by me, to get help with your vacations, to see my approach on things and see really if it's if I'm a good fit for you to jump into the Travel Points Academy. So I wanted to come up with another way that I could help you for free without having to get on a Zoom, because if you're a busy mama like me, you probably don't have time to hop on a Zoom. I want to make this fit into your life. So I am doing a challenge. I'm going to do this every single month too. It's a 3-day challenge. It is the $100 vacation challenge. So for 3 days, it's on Voxer, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's just a voice texting app. It's free. And I will put you into the group and I will be dropping voice coaching, voice text messages in there with PDFs and downloadable things and all kinds of free educational things for you to help you figure out how to plan a vacation for $100 or less. That is our goal. That is the whole point of this challenge, is for you to have an idea of a trip you could take by the end of this year for less than $100. So this is going to be so much fun. I'll be in your ear, in your pocket for 3 days. You can even message back and say, hey, this is where I want to go. We can kind of brainstorm back and forth. So it's going to be very interactive. So I'm really excited for this. This is going to start May. I don't even know. Let me look at my calendar. I'm like, I didn't even write down the date of when this is going to start. This is going to start May 27th and go 27th, 28th, 29th. So that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you have 2 weeks to sign up for this $100 vacation challenge. I'm so excited for this. I love teaching. And so just trying to find more ways to help you guys out is what I'm all about. So the link is in the show notes. Definitely sign up for that. If you missed the workshop, definitely jump in on here. Or if you were already in the workshop and you want something else, come into this because this is totally different than the free travel formula. There'll be a little bit of overlap, but it's very different. Okay, let's jump into today's episode. Airline cards loyalty. I have so many people, and I guess Southwest is just super popular, but they come to me, or Delta, and they're like, oh, I have a bunch of Southwest cards. I have all my points with Southwest. I have a bunch of Delta cards. Like, what should I do next? And honestly, that's not where I think people should start. If you've been around for a while, you definitely know I always recommend the Chase Sapphire Preferred to start. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about today, is those flexible points is where you need to start, is really where I still to this day, I've been doing this for several years now, and I still will choose a flexible point card almost every time over a co-branded card that is specifically for a partner, so a hotel or an airline. I truly believe in these flexible points because, just like the name, they give you so much freedom and flexibility on ways you can use your points, and you don't get pigeonholed into one brand. So, for example, I had a client come to me. She did a one-on-one session. She had a ton of American Airlines miles. Okay? Great. Like a ton. I think she had like 500,000. And she was like, I want to go here. Here's my miles. Help me use them. And she had a few other, I think she had some flexible points, but it wasn't a lot. It was mostly American Airlines. And she wanted to go to a very specific destination. We're looking through everything. And because she was so stuck on American Airlines and we had no other options and she was going to a very specific destination, we were able to make it happen. We found, oh, she was going to London. We were able to finally find a pretty good deal. It was like $5 in taxes because most everything else was like $700, $800 in taxes, which if you're trying to travel for free, practically, $800 really isn't that great. And so we were trying to find our business class flights. We ended up finding something for $5, but there was really only one flight. So she wasn't flexible on the time she left. She wasn't flexible on the airport she left. It was really hard to find something that fit what she wanted. Now, if she had a bunch of American Express points or a bunch of Chase points, we could look at all the multiple different airline partners and find what was best for her, for the time that she wanted, for the airport that she wanted. We would have had so much flexibility and we could have gone to all the different airlines. We could have looked, if she had Chase points, we could have looked at United and all the other different partners under Chase. If she had American Express, we could have looked at Alaska Airlines and all these things. And so you have all these different options when you have flexible points. And so especially at the beginning of your travel points journey, I'm going to tell you to stick with those Chase points, stick with Capital One points, then start venturing into American Express points. Having those flexible points that you can use for hotels and airlines is really where you're going to get your benefit from. And I truly don't believe that you should have such loyalty and status with one airline unless you're just doing like specific domestic travel and you're only flying on that one airline all the time and you know that you're going to be flying on Delta or American Airlines and that's just what you're going to do, then in that situation, yeah, it might make sense for you to get their co-branded cards and rack up a bunch of points with that airline because you truly are going to stay loyal to them. Me, however, I like to have that flexibility. I like to randomly book vacations like a couple of weeks beforehand and just find flights that work for me. So flexible points are my go-to. I might fly, like I was looking for flights to Cabo. I was looking at Southwest Airlines. I was looking at United Airlines. I looked at American Airlines. I looked at Delta. Like I looked at all the major players and figured out which one looked best for me. And then I can use my flexible points to book them that way. The other thing I wanted to mention too, especially with American Airlines, is if that is something you want to pursue, when there are no banks that transfer to American Airlines. So Chase, Capital One, all of those will not transfer to American. So if you want American miles, there's really two like sneaky ways you can do this. One is booking with partner alliances. So a lot of these airlines have partner alliances to where you can actually like book an American Airlines flight on Alaska Airlines. And that's, again, why I like these flexible points. So instead of having that co-branded American Airlines card and being stuck with just American miles, I could have American Express points that then can be transferred to Hawaiian Airlines. And you're probably thinking, okay, well, I don't want to fly on Hawaiian Airlines. But then I can transfer my points from Hawaiian Airlines to Alaska Airlines. And then on Alaska, I can actually book American Airlines flights. So there's these partners in the airline world, there are airline alliances, and you can actually book flights on a different partner's website. And it's the exact same flight. I'm just now using Alaska miles from my American Express points to book that American Airlines flight versus having American Airlines miles only and only having that one option. And if I didn't like what was on Alaska, I could use my American Express points a million other different ways to book flights because there's so many different airline partners. So having that flexibility, I think, is so important, and not being pigeonholed into like a very specific thing and then trying to find something that fits where you're wanting to go with the very specific airline miles you have. So flexible points first. And then once you get to a place like where I'm at, I've been doing this for several years. I have a lot of those flexible point cards. I don't have all of them yet. I still do. But like today, I decided to open up a American Airlines credit card. But the reason I did this was, one, because the sign-up bonus was amazing. It was buy one thing and you get 70,000 American Airline miles. I was like, well, that's a great deal because we're actually working on my husband's personal credit card. So I didn't want to do two personal sign-up bonuses at once. So I did that. But also, I looked for that Cabo trip. I looked at the airline or the flights already for when we want to go, found some really good deals on American Airlines. We already had some American Airlines miles. So I was like, let's get some more. And we're going to fly down business class to Cabo is my plan. This may change if you know me. I don't stick to plans very well, but this is kind of what I'm thinking. And we'll use our American Airlines miles to fly to Cabo for business class. And that will be the way I use them. And then I'm going to save my flexible points for hotels this year. So that was my thought process. I have a United Airlines card. I also opened that because I had a plan on how I was going to use my United miles. Now, you don't have to have a plan. You can just accumulate a lot of miles and then figure it out later on. But when I open up airline cards, and these are literally my only two airline cards, is the United card and now this American Airlines card that I opened up today. And those are the only two airline cards I have because I love flexible points. And I will continue to open up Chase Inc. business cards and Capital One Venture cards and American Express Gold and all of those cards because I like the flexibility versus just racking up a bunch of very specific points. And it's really the same thing with hotels too. Like, I don't want to just be stuck to one hotel brand. I want to say, we're going to Cabo and I want to be able to look at Hilton and Marriott and Hyatt and look at all my options and then choose how I want to use my points. So I will harp on this all day, that flexible points are the way to go. And I see this as a big mistake when people don't really know about points or haven't really gotten into it. And they're just like, oh, I have a Southwest card or I have a Delta card. And that's great. But having more options is going to get you way more flexibility in like your flight times and in the taxes that you pay, because some airlines' taxes are ridiculous. And so going back to those airline alliance partners, I could find a flight on a specific airline and the taxes are $500. And I'm like, I don't want to pay that. I can go to their partner and book the exact same flight for $6 in taxes. And when I have the flexible points to do that and book with either or, I'm always going to find the best deal, the best flight times, and the lowest taxes. And that's what I really think is important, is finding the lowest taxes and something that fits for the trip that you're wanting to take. So if you take anything away, start racking up those flexible points. Once you get into your travel points game later on, or you have like a really specific trip and you know you want to fly a certain airline, opening up these co-branded airline cards are great. But I love those flexible points and I will continue. I will put the link here in the show notes of just all of the travel credit cards for you. So you can just kind of look around. I think it's really fun just to peruse through all of them and see how many different options there are. And you can actually filter it on the top of this website by American Airlines or Hyatt or the different points that you're wanting to look. So you can just see all of the different options for you to know, like, and help you develop your credit card strategy. So I will link that here in the show notes so you can see all of them. But I don't think you should have airline loyalty unless you are that person that is only going to fly a certain airline and you're very loyal to them. Other than that, I think just flying on points and booking first class and business class when you want and having maybe some of these cards that give you free checked bags or something like that might be worth it. But loyalty, in my opinion, is overrated. And as long as I can get a free flight for pretty cheap with taxes, that's what I'm going to do. So I hope this was helpful for you. Message me over on Instagram. Let me know if you even have any airline cards or what your strategy is or what your take is on it. I would love to hear your opinion and hear your feedback from today's episode. So I will see you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Points to Paradise. If today's episode sparked new ideas for your next adventure, I would love it if you would share it with a friend or left a review. It helps so many more travelers like you find their way to freedom, joy, and unforgettable experiences. And if you're ready to start earning points and booking your own dream vacations, you have to join us inside the Travel Points Academy. This is where you will get the step-by-step roadmap to flying for free, staying in luxury resorts, and taking more trips a year without draining your bank account. Everything is linked in the show notes below. Until then, keep dreaming big, traveling smart, and following the joy that leads you to your own version of paradise.